trim it up, the tree?
Well, no, it grows brush. It's trees where they're...
They'd be shrubs or bushes or...
Kind of bushes, you know, they're... I haven't grown into trees and they're too thick so that they will never grow into trees. And then there's some forms of...
Oh, little sprouts.
Of brushes, a brush that doesn't ever make trees. It's just persimmon sprouts and things like that. And when they come up thickly and they just make that part of it.
And then you do what?
Well, that has to... They have plows now that they can take that out. It used to be burned and then destroyed, you know, with plows. But now they just have the big old tractors that go in there and just turn the roots right up with those. They're clearing so much of the mesquite land in Texas doing that.
Well, that's giving those men trouble.
Have old disc plows now, the plows are 6 feet deep, and 15 feet across.
My goodness. And after you run your plow, then what do you go over your field with?
Usually a harrow or a disc harrow. The disc harrow cuts deeper, you know, and cuts it up in small particles.
The disc harrow is a great big disc,
yeah,
like a plate. The other harrow is a what? Just a
teeth. Just the teeth.
Do you have any stones around here? I think I've asked this before.
No, this land doesn't have any.
So you certainly don't build in stone fences or rock walls.
On the place right south down there across the road, there is a lot of, about the size of those discs, of just round rock.
I've heard those called niggerheads.
Well, yes.
Hard, gosh almighty, they just hard as a piece of marble. They've been washed sometime another and rolled and made.
Well, I expect when the glaciers came in that they came with that and was dropped in the melting.
They say they really do a job on a combine.
Grant, this boy of mine's took two or three of them, pick them up, you know, and stuff. But sorry, and you had to go right down to the ground and pick them up and run up and down, tear the cylinders up, tear up your mowing machines and everything. Yeah.
Well, what do you call the part down at the bottom when a plow cuts? The trench it cuts.
The furrow.
And after you've taken out the brush and the bushes and all that stuff, you say you've done what to the land?
Cleared it.
That's right, cleared it. The land's cleared.
And then when you put your seed out, you say you've planted your what?
Well, whatever your crop is. You usually say you drilled in your wheat or oats, because you do it with the drill, but the rest of it is planted.
See, I'm going to get her to say all these things. I'm going to get her to say all these things. You want to inhale one of these cigars?
Huh?
You want to inhale one of these cigars? Would you like some of this walnut?
No, I'm all right. I don't smoke now.
How many times can you make hay on your hay meadows here?
Well, one time, usually in a year like this, you can cut it more
than
once.
Major grace, alfalfa, make more. Major perennial grace, about one pound they'll ever cut here. Alfalfa, it runs from
three to four times.
Do you have any special terms for these times that you cut it?
No. Just when it gets ready.
It was your first cutting and then...
And first and second cutting, yes. The third cutting, sometimes even down to the fifth cutting, when the weather stays warm and there's been plenty of moisture, it'll go on. Cut it long in October. And get five cuttings off of it. But
did I ask if your dad shocked his wheat?
Yes, he did. I don't think you asked.
How many bundles was this? Or did